Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Don. Growing up, I watched a lot of movies.
And I didn't.
So we're talking about movies that Megan has heard of, but has never seen. Today, we're talking about the movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
We're not film critics or anything like that. Just two people who watch movies and spend a lot of time with each other.
Welcome to Movies with Megadon. Let's see what Megan knows.
Cool.
Yo.
We're recording.
Yeah, we are.
We are here.
We're large and in charge.
I'm small and cute. No, what's happening, Don? I don't know what's happening. I'm tired.
You're always tired.
I'm sorry.
That's like your state of being these days.
It is.
It's like, how are you? I'm tired.
Oh, you're so right. Like, I've just been exhausted recently.
Is it the weather?
I think it's the weather. I think it's the world. I think it's this pandemic. I think it's just everything. And I'm just like, the weekends are too short.
Yeah, it's true.
And the nights are too short, too.
Yeah. But you the workday is so long.
But it doesn't even feel that long either.
I guess you're right.
Like, I'm really busy at work and I'm like happy about that. And like it keeps the day going and stuff. But man, am I tired.
It seems like every day is shortened. There's not enough hours in the day to get everything done.
No, like at night, you gotta get your Apex Legends, you know, hours in, Namin.
Yeah.
And then your Valkyrie Chronicles.
Well, that just started that.
You gotta get that in.
You
and
just
then
ruined
you're
my
like,
plug.
Cyberpunk.
I haven't played that in a while.
I know. What happened? You're waiting for the update?
Yeah. Okay. PS5 update.
I don't know. I'm tie-tie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was Valentine's Day.
Well, we had a lot of food.
We did have a lot of food. But it wasn't for Valentine's Day.
No, it wasn't.
It was for a different holiday that is specific to us. That's our dating anniversary.
It's a long anniversary. I mean, like,
what do you mean?
I meant like we've been dating a long time, but we're married now.
Yes, yes. But we actually know the day that we started dating.
Yeah, I think
so.
That's true for a lot of people.
I don't think everyone has a dating anniversary, but we do.
Yeah.
Not going to get into that story. We don't need to talk about that. What we need to talk about is answers to a question that we posed a couple of episodes ago.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
So a couple of episodes ago, we did a mini episode about birthday party movies. Do you remember?
I do remember.
What was that about?
It was about what movies that you'd watched when you went to birthday parties, if you watched any.
But that's not all it was about.
No.
It was about movies that you couldn't have seen anywhere else.
Why?
Because you weren't allowed to watch them, which you cannot relate to.
No, I cannot relate.
You poop. And there are just some responses that we got back that didn't make it to the episode because we had already recorded it, but the story was still up on our Instagram. Know what I mean?
The Insta?
Yeah, on the Insta. So I just want to mention them here.
I don't know what that is.
What? Oh. Yeah. Social media 101 for yep. Don.
All right. What is it?
All right.
What answers did we get here?
Okay. We have another black swan.
Ooh.
Because my friend's mom thought it was just about ballet. We haven't seen Black Swan.
No. No, we haven't.
So we don't know what it's about.
Well, I know kind of what it's about.
I kind of know what it's about, too. It's about mind stuff.
Mind stuff?
But like...
Did that person say they liked the movie?
No.
No, just the movie they watched?
Yeah. Saw Black Swan on New Year's 2011 because my friend's mom thought it was just about ballet.
Does she now still think that?
I mean...
Did she watch it with you?
I guess so. I would assume so.
Okay.
Someone said Jurassic Park, which is adorable.
Why wouldn't you have seen it without... Would parents don't like Jurassic Park? I mean, even to the people that don't believe in dinosaurs, it's just science fiction at that point.
I don't know. I don't know if this is why they didn't see it, but dinosaurs can be a thing. It can be a reason why wouldn't be allowed to watch a movie.
Because of what I said?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, because people don't believe in dinosaurs?
Yeah. I don't make up the rules. I'm just saying that I've experienced this too. And I don't know if that's a reason why. I mean, I didn't see Jurassic Park until I was an adult with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Triceratops was on its side,
yeah,
I was like, man, that is how I feel every month when I'm on my period.
Wow.
Just like, rah, you know, like on my side on the couch.
Okay. Well.
Am I going to cut that out?
I don't know. Are
Who
you?
Who knows? All right. So that's Jurassic Park. And the last one that we didn't mention was Arachnophobia and Candyman.
What?
I don't think I've seen either of them.
Arachnophobia is like a comedy.
It is? It does not sound like one. Should we watch it for this pod?
No, I don't like spiders.
It sounds like a spider thing.
It is a spider thing.
How is it a comedy?
Because it's like an over-exaggerated scary movie. One of the ones that are like, pokes
like
fun.
Scary.
It's like Sharknado. But not Sharknado.
Oh, man. Sharknado is so good.
It's like, you know, that's supposed to be a horror film, but it's not.
Sure.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch. It's like David Arquette in it.
Huh.
I think that's the movie we're talking about.
I have no idea.
I have to look it up.
I don't know. I don't know this movie. And then Candyman is on here.
Which is a scary movie.
I've just seen the trailers for the remake, which I also haven't seen. So should we watch these? I'm not a scary movie person.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. You have to take that arachnophobia thing out. That is not true.
It is very scary.
Oh, I guess it's horror comedy, it says.
Is but David Arquette in it?
No, he's in Eight-Legged Freaks, which is...
I've never seen that one either. I've never actually heard of that one.
Yeah.
But this is a serious movie?
I think so.
All right. Well, those were the other movies that we didn't get to talk about on our mini episode.
Well, that's still fun.
I know. Thank you to everyone who shared their stories or their titles. I'm rereading some of these now. Yeah.
Do they have like little blurbs about it too?
No.
Oh.
That's not how Instagram story questions work, Don.
I don't know.
You know what we should do?
No, we shouldn't.
We should do Don runs our social media for a month.
No.
And we see what happens. Like, you get to design. You can tweet. Oh my gosh. Don, you can tweet. What are you going to tweet? Like, I'm so mad at like this company @AT&T. You got our bill wrong again.
We don't have AT&T. For
I was
anything.
Just trying
I'm just saying.
To mask our actual situation so it wasn't out there, but okay.
Well, now they know it's not AT&T.
Yeah, because you said it. Okay. No, we should do this.
I don't think
we should. This would be fun.
This is a mistake.
This would be fun.
It's a mistake.
It would be like front-facing camera pictures of Dawn on our Instagram. We'll see, because I mean, well, what I'm doing is
we'll run it by the producers.
All right, I'm here. I'm making decisions. No, what I'm doing is not like it's fine. I think we should see. We should try something different.
Maybe we'll think about that. What
Dawn
we should really
media.
Start talking about right now is the movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
What movie are we talking about?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Hmm.
Do you know anything about this movie?
I know it's a Disney movie.
Okay.
I know that there's that guy in it with the Weasley voice and the glasses.
What's his name?
Small man. I don't know what his name is.
What was he in?
I don't know. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids too. Honey, I Shrunk myself. Honey, I Shrunk everything.
Wow, that's pretty close. It's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, shrunk we shrunk ourselves.
Oh, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. Yeah.
Honey,
yeah.
I Blew Up the Kid.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's in a lot of stuff.
But
they all have to do
movie
with shrinking.
You definitely
and...
like as Lord Helmet.
Oh, Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Cool. You know, Spaceballs is actually a movie that I saw in high school. Isn't
wow,
that amazing?
It is amazing.
I saw Spaceballs and I saw like all the thumbs. like thumb wars and bat thumb.
That wasn't really my thing.
No, they were my thing, I guess. No, we had a really cool teacher who like would show movies.
Because they didn't want to teach that day.
No, during the lunch period.
Oh, okay.
So like you could go to his classroom and that's actually how I saw White Chicks.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
So not at birthday parties, but at school.
Anyway, this is not the movie. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This guy. There's a dog in it. They have a dog. They have a family dog. It's a family.
Okay, so you're talking about... Wait, are you talking about the guest now?
This is what I know.
Oh, okay.
It's like him, a wife, two kids, and a dog.
Okay.
Suburbia. Any town, USA.
If you had to pick a town, what town USA is it?
Ohio. I mean, like truly, or like tree-lined street, you know, just like suburban PTAs.
Ohio.
Like, you know, gonna go to McDonald's, like just bowling alleys, friggin' drive-in movie theaters.
Steakhouses.
Yeah.
And Walmarts.
You got a big box store over there. Yeah, like...
Blockbusters.
Oh.
Because this is the 80s.
Yeah, but like, that is the town. And that's all I know. It's on Disney Plus. I know that.
Yeah.
There's a ride at Disney... There was Disneyland.
Wait.
At Tomorrowland at Disneyland, there was a ride.
Okay.
That I went on.
So, but that's all you know.
That's all I know.
I mean, the title doesn't give you any hints.
Oh, like he shrunk the kids. Like,
I mean, you like forgot the whole important part.
No, he shrunk the kids. Like they're shrunken.
Okay.
Honey, like, hey, my wife, like, oops, I shrunk the kid. I haven't seen Borat, either of them.
My wife.
I just know that joke.
Okay.
That reference. He shrunk them.
Okay.
Oops.
Like, I did it again.
So that's all I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let's go on to
the movie poster.
The movie poster.
I want to see. I was so right. Okay. So it says Disney. Rick Moranis in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So it's Rick Moranis's profile, like the side of his face. He's wearing red glasses. He's like think of if you're like laying on the floor on your stomach and you have, oh, if you do yoga and you're in like Sphinx pose, but then put your head down onto the floor. Do you know what I mean?
On the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where to kind of meet his fists.
Sure.
And then he's like looking at the family dog who is also mirroring that. So picture your dog laying on their belly with their little paws and just being all happy. And then you're mirroring your dog and he is nose to nose with this cute dog with four little figures, like tiny little people climbing from the dog's nose to his nose. He has four kids? They've got to be kids and their friends.
So what do you think it is? Anyway, I think
kids.
So now you've seen
okay.
The movie poster. Anything else of note?
He's wearing a ring. He's married.
Okay.
I think they're all his kids. He looks dumbfounded. Like, whoa! You know? They all look like they're falling or looking for help.
Okay.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah, that's
what else is there?
It's clean. It looks like a very clean poster.
Okay, are we a graphic design podcast now? Or are we just going to...
No, I mean, I'm just...
Oh, the negative space in it is really, really effective.
It is. It really is. Okay, so now that you've seen the movie poster, let's get into your guess.
He is an inventor or some sort of scientific whatever. Okay? He's working in a lab. He has... this experimental laser thing that can shrink things. And I think it's meant to like perhaps make things lighter if you're moving or traveling. Like, there's a practical benefit to it. And it's not made to shrink people. It's not made to shrink things that small either, like 1 inch, like those people were on the movie poster. But for some reason, he brings it home and he shrinks the kids. I think they have 4 kids. And oops, honey, I shrunk the kids. That's it.
So what happens throughout the movie now that they so he shrinks the kids, then what?
There's hijinks.
Okay.
He's trying to unshrink them and he's trying to hide it from his boss.
Okay.
Of being like, oh, like, you're like, oh, hey, Grover, where's the, his name's Grover, apparently. Hey, Grover, where's that equipment? And da, da, da. Like, oh, you know, it's not quite ready yet. Not quite ready. I'm just tinkering on it a little bit, but it'll be ready for that big presentation on Friday.
So let me ask you a question. So this shrink ray,
yeah,
it has the practicality of making things small, but not that small.
Yeah.
So this shrink ray also has the ability to reverse.
I mean, you would think, but because this movie is a movie, like they made a movie out of this idea, I think that it doesn't have that capability, or it's broken or something. I think there are knobs. I think there's a knob to how like small you can make it.
Okay.
When I went on the ride, the audience was shrunken. And then I think at the end of the ride, the dog, what's it called? A chew.
Sneezed
on the audience. And it was one of those awful 4D rides where like you're moving and then you get like sprayed by water. Just like everyone wants to spray water on you at rides now. Why?
I don't know.
No one needs it. I don't want it. So based on that, I think, and the poster, I think the dog obviously has a role. Like, I think it's him and the dog and his wife who are all trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, so as they're small, the children.
Yeah.
Where are they?
They're at home.
Okay, so it takes place all in the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're at home.
Okay.
They're at home. It happens at home. And they're like trying to feed them and giving them like a Cheez-It. And he's like, wow. Like, I think they have jokes and fun stuff about like food and water. I don't know. They're just like, man, this drop of water is like, you know, it's crazy. I think there's stuff about like how they take a bath. Like, they're going to have to take a bath in a thimble or something. All of that
fun stuff.
Stupid stuff. Yeah, fun stuff. Fun stuff.
So how does it end?
They're unshrunken and he gets a promotion.
The end. Well, okay then. So let me reiterate what you have told me this story is about.
Oh, no.
So he's a scientist that brings home this shrink ray because he wants to tinker with it, and he accidentally shrinks the children, and there's no reverse button yet, so he has to fix the machine to make it reverse, and his boss is asking him where the machine is at, and he's just working on it.
Yeah. But it's going to be ready for this big presentation on Friday.
Presentation, yeah.
Yeah.
And so this whole time, the kids are, they're just trying to take care of these small little children. They're 4 little children and they all live in Ohio. Eventually, he fixes the machine or finds a way to reverse it, and he makes them big after shenanigans and stuff like that, and he gets a promotion.
Yeah. I think the little children, like literally the little children, help out with things that he needs.
Do they go in the machine, fix things in the
machine?
Maybe
they go in the machine. Maybe they sneak into the lab and get other stuff that they need. Like, I think they help out in some way.
Okay.
Maybe it's a magic school bus thing where they go in the dog. Who freaking knows?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
So what do you think? Do you think that's the thing?
No. No, that would be stupid.
Okay. So, are you ready for your rating?
Yeah, I am.
Are you so ready?
Yeah.
Two out of ten.
Okay. Can I ask, is the actual movie plot better than what I said?
By far.
Oh, okay. Give me a hint.
A hint?
Like, help spark my creativity.
Okay. So you want to guess again?
Yeah.
Well, they accidentally get shrunk, like you were right.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not all in the house.
Okay.
And so, not only do they get shrunk, they lose the children.
Oh no, in the big city?
I don't know. Is it a big city or is it suburbia?
I think it's suburbia.
Okay, then.
But they get like stuck in a bowling ball hole. That would suck.
Oh my God, it'd be smelly.
That would be awful. Okay, I don't want to guess anymore. I don't know.
Okay, 2 out of 10.
I can't think of anything. This is what the movie is in my head.
I think you're going to be entertained.
Am I?
I remember this movie being really fun.
Okay, when was the last time you saw this?
At least 10 years ago.
Okay, because I feel like this is a peek behind the curtain. Totally, we were like, we need to record an episode. We have a list. Don looked at the list and he's like, oh, you haven't seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? We should do that one. That'll be a good episode. I just trust him.
Yeah.
I just trust him. I'm saying
you have association with like The Ride and
this
stuff like
could
that.
Be awful. Don, this could be a really bad movie that you thought was really great because you were like 2 years old.
You know when this movie was made?
No.
1989.
Wow.
You were two. I'm just saying.
Wow.
1989.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it was made.
Okay. Well, let's go watch this movie.
Let's do it.
Oi.
See you soon.
Bye.
This is the synopsis I found online for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. When kids sneak into inventor Wayne Szalinski's upstairs lab to retrieve an errant baseball, his experimental shrink ray miniaturizes them. When Szalinski returns home, he destroys the device, which he thinks is a failure, and dumps it in the trash, throwing out the kids along with it. The children, now a quarter inch tall, must survive the long journey back to the house through the yard, where sprinklers bring treacherous storms and garden variety ants stampede like elephants. Feel free to pause the podcast and go watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or continue listening for our discussion. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And that's the movie.
What a movie. Yeah. I can't believe I haven't seen this.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I can't. It's so
wholesome.
Wholesome and like
cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew bugs could be so cute?
Well, no. I'm not agreeing. And also everyone because of A Bug's Life, but anyway, and ants with a Z. Oh. But do you have some facts?
I do have some fun facts.
Fun facts?
Some fun facts.
All right.
So I did look these up.
Hold on. Did you actually look up some facts?
Yeah.
Because last time when you were supposed to look up some facts for Kazam, you missed a whole oral history of Kazam and how it came to be.
Oh, I understand that, but that's not what this is about. I'm just talking about fun facts.
Okay. Whatever.
So I'm just talking about what I think is fun. Okay, what I think is a fun fact.
Yeah, great. Let's go.
And so, did you know what the title... Now that you've seen this movie, what would you have called this movie?
Shrink Ray. Oops. Well. No. Small World or Ooh, something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, this movie was... originally supposed to be called Teeny Weeny. Oh, no. It's like a bad porn movie.
Oh no, Teeny Weeny.
It's like a horror film for porn.
Rick Moranis and Teeny Weeny.
Yeah, so Teeny Weeny was the original name for it.
Yeah.
So that was number one fun fact. Number two fun fact. Do you know how people actually took to make Auntie a being in this movie?
So you're talking about the ant.
Animatronics, yes.
It's a puppet.
Yes.
It's like, I'm guessing it's a human size.
Or the humans puppet. Are controlling it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
6.
12! It took 12 people to mechanically make Antsy move like that.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. And then the third fun fact. Mm-hmm. This movie got an award, the Dunce Award.
Okay.
And the people that gave him the Dunce Award was the people from Spell. And it's the Society for Preservation of the English Language. Because the title says, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but it should have been, Honey, I Shrank the Kids. And so they got this Dunce Award. because they're like, that's what improper.
English. Whatever. English is a living, breathing language, and it changes every day. It's added to all the time. Do you want this to be your get off your high horse award, or I'm going to give you a donkey award for you to get off your high horse and ride a donkey to these spell people?
No.
Okay. It's a reference to her last episode, if you didn't know.
So bonus fact.
Yeah.
The wife of Wayne Szalinski.
Yeah, Diane.
Diane. She had two different color hair in the movie.
What?
Did you notice?
No.
So in the first scene she was in, she had like red hair.
Mm.
And in the rest of the movie, she had blonde hair. And they changed it and she was worried that people were going to notice, but no one noticed.
Is that why near the end you're like, is that her natural hair?
Yeah.
And I was just like, maybe. But also, in my head, I was like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
I don't care.
So the funny thing is, though, I can see why no one noticed, because in the first scene she's in, it's kind of like a dark room anyway. And so, like, it really was hard to notice that it was red and not blonde. But she was worried that people would notice.
That was a really, really fun fact.
That was a bonus fact. That wasn't really fun. It was bonus.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your rating.
Mm-hmm.
I said 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
And
I think I deserved one more, because I think guessing that he's an inventor and the invention is at home.
I feel like the title, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I think that should have gotten at least a 3. Also, the description, the synopsis you read is incorrect.
What do you mean?
It's wrong. It says that he breaks the machine and throws it out along with the kids.
Pieces?
He does not.
He throws pieces
away. But
that
is not what the description said.
You're right.
So whoever wrote that needs to, is that Netflix? I don't know. Someone needs to rewrite that.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that is incorrect.
Yeah.
My rating.
Yes.
I think I deserve at least a 3.
But I feel like it was a given that he's an inventor, because it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I feel like it's a given.
You know why I would get at least a 3?
Why?
Suburbia. Total suburbia.
Fine.
Boom.
3 out of 10.
Thank you.
Fine.
But they did eventually place it in an actual place, because he's wearing a Caltech sweatshirt.
Wait, so he couldn't go to Caltech and move to Mexico City?
I mean, maybe.
I'm just
saying. Then after, like, I saw he was wearing a Caltech sweatshirt, I was like, oh, is this in Pasadena?
I don't know.
That's weird. But anyway, anywhere USA, suburbs, tree-lined street, houses, boom.
Okay. So any particular scenes that stuck out to you? What did you like about this movie?
I like the dog.
Oh.
Who cannot like the dog?
Quark. Yeah, Quark. Sorry.
He's so cute.
He is so cute.
He stole my heart from the very beginning.
He's so much fun.
He's so sweet.
Every single scene he was in, he stole the
show. Dogs are the best.
Yeah, they are.
Tofu would be friends with Quark.
Yeah, he would.
Rick Moranis' face. He has a kind of face that when he is in distress, I feel really bad for him. don't you just want to give him a hug?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, your kids are shrunken? Man.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry,
I,
dude.
Yeah.
So this all happens. They're shrunken.
They shrank.
Oh my gosh, they shrank.
Yeah.
They're shrunken.
They shrank.
So they accidentally get shrunk.
Yeah.
The baseball hits the machine and like just shrinks everything, including them. And he comes home. He's like dusting. He's so, oh no, whatever. He throws them out.
In the trash. After he breaks the machine up and has to sweep up.
Yeah. And at that point, you turn to me and you're like, at their size, the house is so far from where they are. And I was like, is this movie all about them getting from the trash into the house?
Kind of, yeah.
And you said yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it?
Yeah.
It's a journey. I thought they were going to be like in the big city somewhere.
Yeah,
or like,
it's like, wow, no.
When the whole storyline about their neighbors going to go fishing, I thought they were going to get stuck on the RV like in Toy Story 4. Like all of this stuff. And that's all this movie was about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think about it. I mean, you don't have to go far to make it a journey when you're that small. I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess just in life, you don't have to go far to make it a journey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Drifted in the wind?
No.
Ready to start again?
Do
you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Floating in the air. I don't know the song.
Plastic bag full of other plastic bags. Yeah, so like it's basically the shrunk. Oh, so sorry. Rick Moranis has two kids. There are other two neighbor kids. Yep. They all get shrunk. They're all together.
Them. Yep.
And they come across a variety of things as they're in the grass.
Yes.
Trying to make their way back to the house.
Which one's the most memorable for you? I know what mine is.
The oatmeal cream pie.
Oatmeal cream pie. It is the most memorable thing for me.
Yeah. Why?
Because in a previous episode, we talked about how you get influenced by things in movies or billboards and they influence you to like something.
Yeah.
And watching this movie, it triggered something in my mind when I saw the oatmeal cream pie, and it was, that's why I like oatmeal cream pies, because of this movie. And I remember trying oatmeal cream pie for the first time after this movie because it looked delicious in the movie when they were so small eating so much of it. And now I like oatmeal cream pies.
So you are as impressionable as I am.
No. I'm as impressionable as a 7-year-old watching a movie about eating candy, essentially.
Okay, whatever. You're
a grown-ass woman.
No, no.
Not liking onions until you saw, heard a poetry about it.
Looking heard at a poetry about it?
A poem. A poetry reading about it.
You heard a poetry? yeah, that's a cool tidbit. I like that. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
You're also impressionable.
Yeah, no, you're right. A hypocrite, I am.
Yes, yes, you are. They came across a Lego.
Yeah.
They came across.
And that's why I like Legos.
Oh, shut up. They came across one of his dinosaur toys.
And that's why I like dinosaurs.
Okay, you need to stop. They came across a cigarette. And they also came across an ant.
Auntie, yep.
That they named Auntie. Yeah. And it's a baby ant. Yeah, and they rode him.
Yeah, they did.
And
they did the whole like carrot on a stick thing.
Yeah.
But with an oatmeal cream pie. Oatmeal piece. Sugary delicious.
Yeah, so they were like the stick with it was in front of Auntie, and Auntie just kept on like,
yeah, and Auntie was really nice.
It was so sad.
Why?
It was so sweet when they were like, we should let him go
to
like,
his family
might be worried about him, he seems tired, and everyone's like, yeah, let's do that, and they do, but Auntie won't go away.
He just hangs out
it's
with
like
them.
that end of that one movie that's like, scram, go.
Perry,
we don't
want
Henderson. You anymore. I've never seen it, but I've seen that ending. Like, no, go. And like, Auntie won't go anywhere. No. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And then they go and sleep in the Lego.
Yeah.
And they get attacked by the scorpion.
The crazy scorpion.
And Auntie goes and tries to
protect them.
Protect them. And he gets scorpioned.
Yeah, he does. Oh. Stingered with poison,
and Auntie died. Like, this movie
was very emotional.
Really brings you through an emotional journey. I saw the ant at first and was like, "This is so ugly."
Yeah,
and now I'm crying. I looked at Dawn with like tears in my eyes for this friggin' animatronic puppet ant. That's so hairy and ugly to begin with.
But it was cute.
Like, what is this
movie? How did it become
movie?
So cute?
I don't know. God.
Did you want to start an ant farm because of this movie?
No. Have you ever had an ant farm?
No.
I think my fifth grade class maybe tried to have one.
They just all died?
Maybe I didn't go look at it. Like, maybe I just wasn't interested.
They still have it. The ants are just waiting for someone to look at them. Look at us, please.
Please look at us.
We need new sand.
We're working so hard. Okay, and then like the families in this movie all also have their own issues.
Like quirky.
Like the Rick Moranis family, like both the parents are working a lot, but not really like
one's in realtor.
Yeah.
And one's an inventor.
Yeah. And they're not really like paying attention to the kids. And the other family is just like, I don't even know, like the older son was on the football team because his dad wanted him to be, and then he quit.
But his dad thinks that he was
cut. I don't know. But like at the end, it's like very nice that they all come back together because the kids get unshrunk.
And they also, you know, the families don't, well, the dads don't really like each other very much.
Yeah.
But at the end they do.
So. And they all like, you
know, happily ever after.
Get together for a big old turkey.
Thanksgiving turkey.
And a big old like milk bone for the dog. But where's the cat? The neighbors have a cat.
They did.
It got drunk.
Well, it got something.
Near the end, there's a kid that I completely missed at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know how you missed it.
Comes to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Which is a huge deal because obviously the shrunken kids are in the lawn.
Yeah.
So they could get hurt.
Choppy chop chop.
Yeah. And this kid had like big Sid energy. Remember that
Story?
Kid from Toy Story? Yeah.
Oh.
Like had that same sort of like, doesn't he want to dismember toys and stuff?
No, he just like destroys them, melts them.
Yeah.
He just wants to do crazy things
to
them.
Yeah. But he has that same kind of chaotic energy, but it's like I don't really care. I'm listening to my music and like he's squinty a little bit. I don't know. They just very much reminded me of each other.
Yeah. I love all the scenes with Rick Moranis in the grass when he finally realizes that they're in the grass. And
like,
he's like,
what is he doing?
He just like trying to like, he jumps onto the fence and he's pretending that he's like looking at something and then tries to get back to the lawn and jumps over to it. And then he gets like stilts and he has like binoculars on. And then he gets in like a sling. And like a weighted sling so he can hover around the thing.
And at one point, he and his wife, like him and Diane, are both waiting, like
using it.
And so they're both hovering over the grass.
And looking into the grass, trying to find him. And he was close so many times.
Yeah.
So many times.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, if you were a normal person looking in on them, you would think they're a little weird.
I mean, they are.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But God.
What a journey.
What a journey.
Yeah.
What a ride that was.
See, now you understand the Disney ride more. Before you just,
you know, I truly don't remember anything other than the dog sneezing on you.
Mm.
That's all I remember. I don't even, I need to find it on YouTube actually and just watch it through.
I think so. I need to, too. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Was it the same in Florida? Like
I don't
the
know.
4D
I don't
ride?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I just remember doing it.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about the opening at all?
Yeah. So the opening got an award or something like that for the animation because it was CG and stuff in it and it was revolutionary. I believe that's what I read about it. And watching it again, it does seem dated, but at the same time, it does work still.
It's so long.
It is long.
My God, it was so long. And once it started playing, I was like, yep, I've never seen this movie. I've definitely never seen this
good.
Movie because I've never seen this opening
before. I'm glad
before.
You got to experience it for the first time.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that you should see.
I have
And it aged well.
Yeah, it did. It did. I have a note here. The older kid neighbor,
Russ,
Russell. They're all trying to whistle to like call the dog they're hoping that they can call the dog over. And this is near the beginning of the movie and hold on to the dog and the dog will bring them into the house.
Yes.
And they're all whistling and he can't whistle.
Yeah.
And I can't whistle.
Oh, yeah.
I related to him. I was like, I can't do it.
Well, you know, it's funny about that. Is later on in a scene when the dog comes back, he's the only one that whistles.
It's such BS because I have been trying to whistle my whole entire life.
Yeah, he's the only one that whistled though.
I understand.
I think they forgot he can't whistle.
Oh, you think they just like it's a continuity thing?
I think so.
You know,
because not only did he whistle, he did a special whistle.
Like a. It's like a teethy one, right?
Yeah. It wasn't like, so if he can't whistle before, that's not the first whistle you learn.
That's what I'm saying. It's such BS.
Yeah.
So you don't think they were trying to do something of like, oh, I'm in love with Amy now. And so because of the love I have inside for her, I feel like I can do anything and I can do the things I couldn't do before. I loved her because now I love her. And so now I'm going to whistle.
No, I think the director was like, okay, you see the dog. Now I want you to get his attention. Go. And then they're like, hey, you know, cork. And then the whistle thing happened. And I'm like, and they let that slide in my mind. Anyway, so the other thing that I like to mention, though, is at the end of the movie or near the end, and they fixed the shrink ray. And they figure out it's the baseball. And then Russ's dad.
What do you mean they figure out it's the baseball?
So apparently the laser was heating up the object too much and it makes things explode. But the baseball blocks the laser. And so the kids do like a charade thing to let them know that it's the baseball that stops the laser from overheating the thing it's trying to shrink. And so Russ's dad volunteers for it to try before trying it on them, and they test it and he gets shrunk, and then they resize him back to normal size, except for he's a little smaller.
Yeah, I don't know what we were supposed to think.
Yeah, because about his hat doesn't quite fit anymore. So is he smaller? Is that what we're supposed to think?
I feel like that is wrong.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, that's not great.
I think it's jokey. I think it's supposed to be like a joke.
So you don't think the kids come back a little bit smaller than they were before?
No. I think it's like the, haha, look at that, it's funny.
Oh, you know what? Maybe because he always said like something about big being big.
Yeah, he keeps like getting smaller.
Like he kept on telling his son like, oh, if you want to be big, you got to act big or something. I can't remember what it was.
Sure.
And so maybe this is like a karma thing. That's
karma.
You know, what does it mean to have that mindset and to have that belief, but then come back a little bit more shrunken? Does that mean that your value is diminished? And the answer is no. But it, like, maybe it's like a challenging thing for him. Oh my gosh. Ooh, this movie.
It's making you think a little
bit.
It's
making you think a little bit. All right. Is that all?
I think so. I think it's time.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I think it's time.
Yeah. Okay. It's time for How You Like That. So this is our How You Like That segment, where we're going to talk about how we like the movie.
Yeah. Let's start with you.
Okay.
How you like that?
I love this movie. I can't believe I hadn't seen it all these years. It is so much fun. It is so weird and original. And I also love, you know, that thing where you hear like all these bands with synths.
Yeah.
And like, and it's amazing. Like, you know, whatever, music can be what it is. But then you hear a band that uses real instruments and you're like, ah,
that's what real instruments sound like.
Or like I miss that.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I feel about this movie watching it.
It's like so original
because it's not all of, I don't know, maybe it is, but it's not like a ton of CG. It feels like they really built a set with like super practical effects, and I know of course there's CG in it, but it feels really well done. It feels like they put a lot of work into this.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so much fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like breath of fresh air.
I really enjoyed this movie. Yeah. And I didn't think I would.
No, coming into this movie, I think you were like, what movie is going to have me watch this time? I'm not excited about it.
Yeah.
And you were just not ready for this movie.
No, I wasn't. Oh my God. And I was even like, okay, we'll watch a movie tonight and then we'll record this part tomorrow because I'm just getting tired.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by the end of it, I'm like crying and I'm thinking about family and career. And it's just like, what a wonderful movie to have like a little bit for everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. So that's my take on it. Loved it. Would watch it again. Dawn, how you like that?
I actually don't like this movie.
No. I mean, that would have been fine, right?
No, but no. Like... no, I love this movie, too.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of those movies that hits those nostalgic areas really well. But it's aged really well. Like, if you didn't know this was made in 1989, you could see this movie almost 2000-ish era. Like, yeah. It aged... like, it's still... I mean, there's no cell phones and stuff like that, and there's a payphone, and things are in the movie that definitely date it, but, like, everything about the movie, like the science-y parts and stuff like that, could fit in a movie today.
Yeah.
You know, and it, I think those are the kind of movies that you don't miss the technology, and you can just enjoy the movie itself and mm-hmm. what it brings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great movie, and I think people should watch this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's how I like it.
You know...
that's what I like.
I think in one of our past episodes, I may have forgotten to put in the actual clip.
Of.
Like, I'm a little worried that in one of our past episodes, it actually has me going, "How you like that?"
You know what? Well, that'd be fine, though.
It's not great, though, but it's okay. All right. So that's our discussion.
It is.
Of
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. Wow. We did it.
What a journey.
We always say that, but, like, truly, what a journey this was.
I mean, that's a journey across the back of the yard.
All right. Don.
Yeah.
It's time for plugs.
Oh, plug time.
What would you like to plug?
Well, surprise, surprise, I'm going to be plugging a game. So I've been playing a game that I haven't played in a long time. It was originally on the PS3, and I am rediscovering it remastered on the PS4, but I'm playing on my PS5, and it's Valkyrie Chronicles. It's a strategy RPG with real-time movement. It's really hard to explain. It's definitely a game that's not like other games, and it's still different on its own. There's not a lot of games that like this. There's a lot of strategy in it, and it's based in like a quasi World War II cel-shaded drawing kind of animated style, and you are the main character is a tank driver, and you have to essentially play a team and complete objectives. It's done in kind of a turn-based kind of way. It's a lot of fun. I like it a lot. I do recommend it.
Do you play it with other people?
No, it's a single-player game.
Oh.
So you don't play with anybody else. So you just enjoy the story of it.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
So you can take your time with it and strategize and make tactics and stuff like that.
Wow, it's her favorite thing.
I do.
Strategy and tactics.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, so yeah, I recommend that game that I've been playing. How about you? What would you like to plug?
I would like to plug live streams. I've seen a few live streams in the past couple of weeks. It started with Blackpink, which I don't know that we've talked about.
Wait, did it really start with Blackpink?
Well, no. Like, I've seen other ones, but Blackpink did their live stream.
Live world tour.
We stayed up to go watch
midnight.
That. Yeah. We bought their YouTube membership thing to watch it. That was fun.
It was fun. It was really good, actually.
And then I treated myself to a couple of live streams. One of them was Dashboard Confessional, and the other was the Get Up Kids. The Get Up Kids was playing through their whole Something to Write Home About album.
Wait, didn't the Dashboard Confessional guy hurt himself or something?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a really, really bad motorcycle accident back in June where he dislocated both shoulders. Like,
you said motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a really, really bad it was really, really bad. There's a whole Forbes article about it, actually. Ooh. That like really details everything. And he essentially had to learn how to walk again, learn how to play guitar again.
Well, way to get on the horse.
He stopped riding motorcycles,
well, good
by
for
the
him.
Way. But this live stream was his first since that accident, and it was amazing.
Good. I'm glad he's okay.
It was incredible. I would buy this on vinyl. Like, it was really, really well done. It was pre-recorded, but all of the arrangements and everything were just... It was like I was hearing the songs for the first time again.
So were there new songs? What was the tour called, or whatever the live was? It like
it was called
the Comeback Kid or something.
No, it was Valentine's Day themed.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a big thing, though, right? He came back from what he,
yeah,
you know, from all
it's
that.
It's pretty amazing, but he sounds really great. He's still playing his guitar. He sounds great there too. Again, the arrangement sounded so good. I don't think you can buy a ticket to see it anymore. Like, I can replay it for a couple of days, I think, because I have a ticket. But I would just say, like, you know, for any bands that you love or loved in the past, check them out and see if they're doing any virtual events or live streams, because artists need your support.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's it.
Thank you for continuing to listen and support. This is our 20th episode.
I think this Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was a sleeper hit for you for the 20th episode.
Yeah. As we started recording, I was sort of like, should we have chosen something else for to mark our 20th?
But no, but
like,
this is great.
You know what? This is not our 20th movie, though.
No.
So maybe we could do something for our 20th movie that is a little bit more like celebratory or mean something. But thank you, everyone, for continuing to listen and support us. We really, really appreciate it. We'd also love it if you would tell, you know, like one other friend,
yeah,
about our podcast. Just one person that you think might enjoy it.
Yeah.
We would really appreciate that.
And those
really
that have already, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Rate us, review us on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe on whatever app you're using,
yeah,
to access your podcast.
Thank you so much.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
And as always, watch movies you haven't seen.
I think that's... Let us know what you're watching.
Yeah, let us know.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.